To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey there, news listeners. It's Tuesday and time for today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 8th of February, 2022. We've got the best technology news that went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. Samsung's about to unpack some more stuff for us. Yes, their next unpacked event will be heading our way, well, tomorrow, actually. And will actually be available in not only actual reality, but virtual reality as well. Yes, people out there in the metaverse can watch the event at 837X. Apparently, that's a recreation of Samsung's flagship New York store location. And that will actually be recreated within the virtual reality platform. Now, this would be kind of a big push for the metaverse for Samsung. They barely dipped their toes in the water up until about now. And who knows if they'll do anything after this. Particularly when Meta, their stock fell quite a bit last week. Now, of course, the actual reality will be airing on Samsung's various accounts, say on YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, and even Reddit. And things to be shown off in actual reality, we should be seeing the debut of the Galaxy S22, which will be Samsung's new flagship phone. iOS users out there, it looks like iOS 15.4 is upon us pretty soon. And from all accounts that we're seeing, the new Shortcuts app definitely is getting a bit of an overhaul, particularly being able to disable that annoying notifications for personal automations. Yeah, by all accounts, it looks like we'll be able to remove notifications and delay when running personal automations via Shortcuts. Meaning, say you want to open the camera app right from the lock screen, it will be super-duper-y quick. Now, Shortcuts, although sometimes can be slightly annoying to some people, it does have some useful feature. It can become incredibly useful. Say, disabling some notifications on certain things while you're reading through, say, your favorite book. It can even automatically turn on low power mode when your phone's battery dips below 50%. Now that things have been coming for 15.4, although it seems a bit late to the game, using Face ID with those damn masks. Yeah, in some parts of the world, we're still stuck in them. Plus, if you're an emoji person, well, there's a whole bunch of emojis coming in the new update as well. Now, like we said, still public beta currently, but a broad release should be coming our way here in a few weeks. And finally, are you still on a Pixel 3 out there? Well, you must just love your Pixel 3. Here's something you ain't gonna believe, though. You got an update. Yeah, today. Probably your last one, but it's an update nonetheless, and it's all about security. Yeah, by all accounts, Google is delivering that last security update for the Pixel 3 and the Pixel 3 XL, and they're basically making good on their promise, because they said there would be one more update in the first quarter of 2022. Well, here we are, and there it is. Now, as far as the security update goes, we don't really know what it fixes. Just some patch updates, some bug fixes apparently. All accounts are pretty much saying this is a catch-up release and not really an up-to-the-moment patch. Last update, now what do you do? No more security fixes seem to be coming. No nothing, really. Well, that pretty much means Google says, yeah, why don't you come on over to the 6? Well, at least they've now promised 5 years of security updates. Would have been nice, however, though, if they would have done that from the beginning, don't you think? Got a story no one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. It's, of course, where you can get subscribed to the news show, the photo show, the Mac show, and the big show, too. You can also give us a like over there on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join the BTN community at our Slack room today by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have yourself a great Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.